Hello there, this is Dave Allen, Wizard Gold, and you're listening to the Mac 20 Cube podcast. This is the podcast where we talk to Mac users about what they actually do with their Macs and their iOS devices. None of those silly rumours. Hello there, this is Mac 20 Questions, podcast 117, and today I'm the interviewer and the interviewee, so I'm talking to myself. The first sign of craziness, yes I know. I thought it might be interesting for you, the listeners, to get an idea of what sort of applications that I like to use. And we're going to start the day with saying hello to Siri. So let's get started with the first part of the day, which is going to be, most mornings these days, my greetings and chats with Siri. Hey Siri, what time is it?
It's 7:48. Good morning.
Good morning to you too. Hey Siri, do we have any appointments today? Come on, wake up, you're not listening to me. Hey Siri, do I have any appointments today?
You have 3 appointments at 9:30, 11 o'clock, and 1300 hours. You also have an all-day appointment. Want to hear the details?
Yes.
At 9:30, check on Refocus. At 11 o'clock, appointment at Make a Podcast. At 1300 hours, appointment at Make a Video. Phew, that's it.
Phew. It's weird when I make an appointment using Siri. It says that the location is what I want the title to be. But still, it kind of works anyway. Hey Siri, do I have any emails?
You'll need to unlock your iPad first.
Alright, I better do that then, so hadn't I? I switch across and press my finger onto the...
You've had 11 emails since yesterday.
Oh, that's a lot, isn't it? Are you going to tell me about them or not? Hey Siri, what emails did I get?
You have 11 emails since yesterday. Here are the latest 3. Shall I read them to you?
Yes, please.
The latest was sent at 7:12 from Medium with the subject, Human Parts Published.
That's nice.
At 6:07, The Guardian sent you an email, subject, The Guardian Today, US hid UK links in torture report at request of British spy agencies. At 5:13, Girona Social Meetup sent you an email, subject, Tomorrow, join 6 Girona lovers at Meet for a Coffee and visit the market in Park de la Divisa. Shall I read the rest?
No, that's enough, thank you.
I'm not sure I understand.
No. See, I was only trying to be polite and she didn't understand. Never mind. Hey Siri, do I have any messages?
You have no new messages.
Hey Siri, what was the last message from my mum?
I found your most recent message from Doreen Rimmel. It says, I will check when I go in the shop tomorrow. I have to go in anyway and I shall enjoy wearing Shaw necks. Would you like to reply?
Hey Mum, did you get your phone sorted out in the shop?
Hello?
Hello? Is that it? Where's my reply? Hey Siri, send a message to my mum.
Okay, what do you want to say to Doreen Rimmel?
What did you do in the shop yesterday to get your phone sorted out?
Your message to Doreen Rimmel says, what did you do in the shop yesterday to get your phone sorted out? Ready to send it?
Yes.
Done.
I have been, haven't I? I've been done. My mum's just got herself a new iPhone. She's got the iPhone 5C. And so she was having some trouble getting it ported over the old number to the new number. And I think she needed to go back to the shop and just get it sorted out. But she's got other things working on there because she was able to use the phone on her Wi-Fi back at home. And she's quite pleased with it. She got a pink one. Did I say more? So there you go. That's the start of my day with playing with Siri. And the good thing about it is that I don't have to open my eyes. I'm still in a dark room. and it's really nice. You know, when it's early in the morning and your eyes haven't quite woken up, and you don't really want to open them, but you want to sort of think about stuff and do things, and you can do that when you're using Siri. How fun is that then? So I've managed to check my emails, send a message, check my appointments. The other thing that I might do when I finally get my eyes open a little bit is to have a look into the social networks and see what's been happening. I am. And I'm making a podcast. I'm running some recordings to get on top of the book there. Thanks, darling. Biscuits. So that's another good start to the day. There I am lying in bed, and my wife, she hears that I'm awake because I'm talking to my secret lover, she says. And brings me a cup of tea and a biscuit. Now, does a day get a better start than that? No, I don't think so. The only thing that I had to make sure was that she didn't put the cup of tea directly onto the iPad, which is next to me on the nightstand. So the other thing that was kind of weird was that I had both the iPhone and the iPad plugged into the power next to me on the nightstand next to the bed. So I had two of them talking to me to start with. I had to undo one of them so that I wasn't getting stereo. Kind of weird that is, but still, one Siri is quite enough. I quite like doing that. It's a good start to the day, isn't it? Kind of techno, you know? One of the great things about being a Mac user, an Apple iOS user. Lovely. Well, I'm still sitting in the bed, and I didn't record the bit where I was drinking my tea, because I don't think you'd like the slurping sounds. And the other thing I'm going to do is just to have a quick look at the social network stuff, the Facebooks and the Google Pluses and the Twitters, and see if there's anything interesting there. And then I shall get up and go and walk the dog. That's my life in the morning. So I'm having a check through the Twitters, and I found an article there which is to do with the application I bought yesterday. And it's the new workflow app, which is actually quite good. I really like it. And it's got some reasons why you should give it a go on your iOS devices. Well, it says, one, a workflow is easy to create. And two, accessible from other applications via iOS 8 action extensions. And it supports complex workflows with if and loop. I haven't tried those yet, must give it a try. It got some built-in features, and it came with a few that were already started there that I could play with, and that was quite good. It had a tutorial to get you started, which was making a GIF that you could take three photographs or more and use that as the first workflow that you create. I tried that out, it worked, and it sent a GIF off up to Twitter. It says it's got excellent third-party support beyond the URL schemes. We'll have to see what that does for me. And it's got the ability to parse JSON as dictionaries. Well, I don't know about that yet. I'll have to give that a try because that seems a bit sort of very technical, doesn't it? But I'll see what I can do with it. It supports the X callback URL. That's the sort of thing that you do when you're using Draft, so I should know a bit about that, but I haven't really sort of got into that yet. And it says that you can share. And if you want to share workflows that you've made, then you can share those off, and that's quite handy. So that's great, that is. It's got a lot of documentation built into the application already. And even though it might seem a little bit confusing when you first get started, there's a few tips there that you can use just to make your first workflows. I tried making one of them already, and it worked okay. I think I've got to do a bit more work to it just to try it out a few more times and make sure it sort of does the job that I wanted to do. But I shall talk more about that later when I've got that sorted out. So there you go, that's first look into Twitter in the morning, and I found something about the workflow app. And Federico Vitici is promoting that heavily because he's been trying that out as a beta user of it, so he knows a fair bit about it already. So let's. That's going to be interesting, that is, to see what people come up with, and I'll be able to go to where they've shared them on their website there, and I shall be able to download a few more. I've already downloaded a few. If I have a look, and I'll be able to see what I've downloaded already. Let's have a look, see what I've got. Go to the workflow application, and I've got a cross post, And in the cross post, I can use it to get some photographs, send them off to Twitter, Facebook, and also to Instagram. Well, that's kind of handy, isn't it? And I've got one called Home ETA. So it works out where you are, and it then sends a message off to someone to say how long it's going to be before you're going to get home. So I've sort of given that a try. Tried to send a message to myself to see how long it's going to take, but it hasn't quite worked. But I haven't been anywhere, and I need to go somewhere else rather than being at home to be able to do that. You have to put your address in there, and it would be kind of nice if you could basically set your home address by connecting up with your Apple Maps, maybe. Or if you could just send it the coordinates from an Apple Map. Because you can already sort of do some working out, so you know, it works out where you are. So it'd be nice to be able to use it to automatically work out where your home is too. But still, we'll work on that. I've got another one called Scan QR Code. And then another one, Copy Form Snippet. And Share Location. That Share Location could be quite handy. What it does is that it takes your location and it sends a message off to somebody. That could be quite handy when someone's sort of looking for my house and they want to know exactly how to get here. And I can say, hang on a minute, I'll send you a message with my location and you'll be able to get here. And obviously that will work even when I'm someplace else because it's going to get the current location. So I've got a few uses for that. And then the other one I've got so far is Make PDF. And I can make PDF from wherever I am. It says it accepts rich text and URLs. So I'll have a bit of a play with that later and see what I can come up with. And we've got a show clipboard. Now let's have a look at the gallery again. And we've got image of the day. I can check out the NASA image of the day. Well, I suppose I could have a look at that. That's quite interesting, I suppose. Share availability, so I can share a list of the times when I am busy. Well, I haven't actually sort of installed that one yet. Maybe I will. Let's tap on that there. I've tapped on it. I've got some details. It tells me share a list of the times when you have calendar events on a particular day. So I can get 20 events. I can choose a specified day, or I can set it to specify today or tomorrow or any day. There's a few sort of possibilities for changing it there. So I can choose what date format I want in this. I can have no date format, short, medium or long. And same with the time. I can have the time formats in there. And we've got set variable, which is start. And then it's get variable events and a few sort of... I've got a few bits and pieces in this here. Sort of scrolling through the actual workflow. That's good that you actually get to see all this workflow before you sort of download it. So anyway, I'm going to get that. I'm going to tap on Get Workflow, and that Get Workflow is now, or that workflow is been installed onto this application. So I've got, let's see, I've got four rows across and three down. I've got 10 in there so far. And then if I want to, I can get started again with this with tapping on Create Workflow, and it gives me Untitled Workflow. And all I've got to do with this here is I could go for Suggested at the top there, it says. So in Suggested, I can choose from Calendar, Contacts, Documents. So the one I tried before was Get File from Dropbox, or Get File from somewhere anyway. Or I can do Photos and Videos. So I can say get Latest Photos, or Select Photos, or Take a Video, or Take a Photo. I can go and choose something here for Scripting. I can ask for an input. And then what else have I got? I've got sharing, so I can get whatever's on the clipboard. So that could be quite handy. If I want to send something using Desk Connect or that other one I use, Push Bullet, maybe I can use that and get the whatever I've got on the clipboard and automatically send. And the other good thing I've seen with this is that when you've got these workflows on here, you can set them into your home screen. So at any time that you want to do something, you can go and find it on your home screen and shove things from one place to another, do things, have various actions taking place, and do it all from an icon on your home screen. Or what you can do is you can have them as a share extension, and there's ways of getting it into the share. Say you're in looking at a web page
and you want to share something else, you go to your share extensions, tap on that there, and you'll find the workflow that you've got in there. And it'll do whatever you've got working. So, for instance, with us, the one where you're sending the URL to a PDF, that could be quite handy, couldn't it? Okay, so that's looking at workflow, and I'm going to be doing some stuff with that today because I think it's a marvellous looking application, and it only cost me €2.99. I'm still having a look through Twitter, and I found another interesting one there. I'm following Professor Brian Cox because he's a marvellous bloke. Yesterday I watched the Human Universe, first of the series, with the one called Space... No, hang on, it's called Ape Man to Spaceman. And it was really interesting. In fact, the whole series is marvellous, and I recommend it highly. Anyway, he's just put up a tweet there to say that his science channel is showing his Human Universe there, and his question about, are we alone? And his answer was, yes, but a little bit more nuanced, he says. And he's suggesting that people have a watch. And I will definitely have a watch of that series again because I really enjoyed watching it the first time round, and I think I'm going to watch it again. And still looking through Twitter, and I found another one from Federico Vitici in Mac Stories, in which he's got an article there which is about iCloud Drive sharing restored in Transmit. So he did a lot of complaining about that recently over the last few days. Apple, they actually sort of did this thing where they told Transmit to take out the sharing of files to the iCloud Drive, which seemed quite strange. I don't know why they wouldn't want you to be able to do that. I mean, if you can share files off to other places, such as Box or the Dropbox or Amazon S3 or whatever, thing like that, why shouldn't you be able to send stuff off to iCloud Drive? And anyway, they put it back in again, and everything's back as it should be. Very good. Well done, Federico, for doing your bit of complaining there and getting some other people sort of on board too, to get the Apple thinking correctly about how things should work on iOS with applications like Transmit. Well, I'm still in bed, and I was trying to go through the stuff I'd found on Twitter, and I've just realised, because the lights went funny on me and it went off and went back on again, that there's a problem with electricity. So I've got no internet, because obviously I need the electricity to have internet coming in. I'm going to have to get up and go and walk the dog, because I'm going to have to go and switch the computers off because of the fact that, well, I mean, I've got it on their UPS, so it'll last for a while, but I'll probably better switch it off because I don't know how long the internet or the, I don't know how long the electricity is going to be off, and it would be better just to make sure everything's turned off ready. In case the electricity is off for some time and it goes longer than the UPS can last for. Okay, so there you go, that's my start of the day, and I'm going to continue now with walking the dog. And I might even continue doing some recording while I'm walking. I might clip on my microphone, the giant squid lavalier microphone I've got, and record some stuff as I'm walking. Perhaps, I'm not sure yet, it depends. It depends on if it's windy or not, because if it's windy, then it's no good doing it, because all I have is the wind sound, and that'll be just annoying. What a good start to the day! So, the weather is okay, it's not windy, so I can actually do some recording, which is quite nice. Got the giant squid microphone connected into the iPhone, and I'm setting off on my walk with my dog. I'll put a picture in there to show you what she looks like. She has a nice dog now. When we first got her, she was terrible, because she's a rescue dog, and she'd been beaten by her previous owners. And now she's okay, she's got over it. Took her a long time, but she's there now. So what have I got to do now? I've got to go and do what I'm supposed to do, is to map my walk. That's what you do when you're an iPhone user and you're into this sort of thing. And I go to record a workout. And what else have I got to do? Press the buttons now. Come on now. Okay, start workout. So she tells me, start workout, and start counting up the distance, the duration. It gives me a nice little map when I finish as well. And I think it tells me how many calories I've used. What's good about this app is that it flows into another application I've got. What's it called now? I don't know, I've forgotten. Let's have a look. It's one of the health applications. In fact, I'll go into the health application from the one from Apple, which is kind of useful. But anyway, this flows into MyFitnessPal.
So we'll get the information out of this, going to my fitness pal, and if I wanted to, I was doing it, I'm not doing it so much now, I can record what I eat as well. So that's really good, actually, that my fitness pal. I can point it at a barcode. So if I eat a pizza, which I do sometimes, I can get the barcode for it, scan it in, and it'll tell me how many calories in there, and it all does all the thing. In fact, I was surprised that it was worked because I live in Spain, and it did say somewhere that it was for UK and for US only. But I tried it on some of the stuff I got here, for getting from the local stores, from Mercadona, and from the local store, which was the Aldi and stuff like that, and Esclat. And it was scanning them in, it was working. So that was really good. I was quite pleased with that. So it saves me a bit of time when I'm actually making something, and I can just scan the products in, and it's in. And I can just say how much I've eaten of it, how many grams or how many slices or whatever else. And that's really good. So we've got that going there. So we've got Map My Walk. We've got the My Fitness Pal. And the other one I've been using recently is one called Lark. Now, the way that this one, it has a little chat with you about what you're doing with your health. The way that works is that you start the application up. Sometimes it reminds you to open it up and do things with it. And it'll say, okay, let's have a look and see what your data says. And it tells you how many steps that you've done. It tells you sort of action that you've been taking part in. So it'll tell you that you've been... you can use it to check your sleep as well. So it does that by sort of looking at the activity on your phone. So when you put your phone down at night time on your nightstand next to your bed, it realises that you've probably gone to sleep. When you pick it up again in the morning, it realises that you've probably just woken up, and it sort of makes a good guess at the amount of sleep that you had. It works quite well. Obviously, it doesn't take into account the sort of quality of the sleep, so if you've got up in the middle of the night and you haven't moved your phone while you're getting up, then it doesn't realise that you've been awake. So anyway, it's quite useful in this application called Lark. And it has a chat and it goes, woohoo, and yay, and congratulations, and you've done a little bit less work than normal this time of the week. And maybe you should get off your arse and go and do some exercise. Well, that sort of thing, you know, it doesn't say exactly those words, but I'm paraphrasing a little bit. Something like that. Oh, we're going past some dogs now, which means my dog is going to get a little arsey and start barking. She does that. Likes to complain a bit. And we've got another dog here, and this dog is a friendly one. So I can say hello to this one. He sticks his head through the... Hello, doggy. There we go. He likes a bit of a scratch around the back of his ear, he does, this one. Or she. It's a female dog. And she's very pleasant, she is. She's very... She looks like a hunter's type of dog, actually. Anyway, I'm waffling on about this, that and whatever, rather than doing my talk about what I do as a Mac and iOS user. Okay, so what else? Oh, yeah, the other thing that I normally do when I'm out walking with the dog is I listen to podcasts. It's a way to entertain myself while I'm walking along, and the application that I use is Overcast. I like the application because it's fairly minimal, it's simple, it does what it's supposed to do. It's got a nice little trick where it will look at silences that are in the podcast you're listening to and basically just chop them out. So it gives you... So what it does, it gives you a thing that tells you how much it's effectively speeded it up by chopping out those silences. And if you want to, you can actually change the speed of the thing anyway. So it might be that you've speeded it up so that you're getting, say, 1.2, 1.5 as a normal sort of speed for listening to things. And with some podcasts, when they talk slowly, it's a good idea to speed things up anyway. The Apple Context Machine, gosh, they talk slowly in that one there, and it's definitely a good idea to speed that one up and get through it a bit quicker. And then it will take into account that chopping the silences out, and it'll give you an actual sort of estimated speed of what it's actually doing to get through the podcast, taking that into account as well. So that's Overcast. Oh yeah, the other thing that I like with it is that it's got this thing where it boosts the voice, which is particularly good for the podcasts. You can set it so that it'll basically you just press a button and it makes it all sound a little bit better, comes out through the speakers better, and I like that. And it was well worth those two features I mentioned there. Were ones that you have to pay for, so it was well worth spending the money out to get those bits there. And what else can I tell you about? Well, the other thing that I do tend to do quite a lot is testing out applications. And lately, the applications I'm testing out are art applications. I mean, I have an artistic background, so that's not surprising, really. The one I've looked at this morning was one called Paper, and that's because I don't know why I looked at that one, actually. But it's one that I'm going to do a bit of a review on, anyway, on the Mac 20 Questions website, or the NoStylus website. And it's something along the same region or same lines as the one I was looking at yesterday, which is called Teyasui, a Japanese-sounding name there. And that one is... it's simple. I mean, the Teyasui one there, you can pay extra to get more features in it. And I'm not sure if I will pay it extra or not, because the extras you get are not that great. I mean, it's got one nice little brush in there that I really like. It's a watercolour tile style of brush. And I'm tempted because I like that way the brush works. But there's not much else in there. I mean, you only get four layers of drawing, and that's not enough for me. I dare say you can merge layers together. So after you've worked on a couple of layers and you want another one, you could merge a couple together and then give you a bit of room to work in another one. But that's not really good enough. I mean, when I'm using Procreate, I get 16 layers with that. And Art Studio, there's a whole lot of layers with that there. And those two applications are much more capable. And Pixelmator, you get lots and lots of layers that you can do with that too. So I'm not short of art applications that I can use where I've got lots of layers so I can build up the drawing as I go. If I've got some, say, something a bit like a cartoon, but I've got ink work, I want to put that on a top layer and then have the inking going in underneath. So if I go over the lines, it doesn't really matter because it's underneath anyway. That's one of the really good things about doing drawings on a computer on the iPad, and it's cool for that. Another application that I need to get into, I started doing it already, I did one tutorial, is Affinity Designer. It's really, really good, I really like it. The one thing that it doesn't do yet is that I want to be able to move the centre of rotation of an object. At the moment, it has to stay exactly dead centre of the object, which is not great, really. Can you move it around within the object? I'm not sure. Anyway, you can't move it outside the object, so sometimes you might want to move an object around a different rotation point. You can't do that yet, but it's on their list of things to do, and hopefully that'll be sorted out quite soon. And I haven't got around to that. I haven't had time. Gosh, I'm so busy. What, we're going to Ireland last week. So I should mention about going to Ireland a bit, really, because when I went to Ireland, obviously, I don't have a laptop. MacBook that I used to have, I gave that to my son, and it was there. It was available for me to pick up and use at his house, but I didn't use it because of the fact that it's... He put Mavericks onto it, and it really isn't working very well. It's gone as slow as hell, and the trackpad's not working too well either. It's a bit of an older computer, but I think maybe what he should do is to retest it up again, do a clean install, and maybe it'll be okay. I think it needs a bit of love and attention. I mean, I have these extra keyboards. I've got Swipe. I like Swipe, but I kind of forget to use it because I prefer to dictate. And then the times when I want to do some swiping around, I sometimes forget, because you've got that other thing where on the standard keyboard, you get the predictive text, and sometimes you can get a whole word just by one tap on those three bits at the three suggestions at the top, and it saves an awful lot of time. So my dog is driving me nuts at the moment. What she does, she's on one of these long leads, and she will walk behind me and then go around to the wrong side, so I end up having the lead around the back of my legs there, and it's quite comfortable, so I end up having to spin around. Sometimes when I'm walking along, it looks like I'm doing a ballet dancer thing. I'm in a pirouette. I'm dancing as I walk. So I want to stop recording just for the moment because we're by a noisy dog. So we've got past the noisy dog and I can start doing some more recording again. Now, what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to go out someplace. In fact, I'm out someplace already, really, aren't I? I'm walking some distance from the house. I could try out that workflow and send a message to myself or do the ETA, that time to home sort of thing, and send a message to get myself to say how long it's going to take me to get home. I think I can set it on that workflow, whether I'm doing driving or whether I'm doing walking, so that's interesting. And another thing is I'm going out later in the car. I've got to go to the shops. I've got to go buy some Marmite. Yeah, I'm one of those people. I love Marmite. I've got to go to the shop and get some. I'm going to get some Marmite and I'll try that workflow again and see what it says about my estimated time of arrival getting back home when using the car. So that's another thing I'm going to do today. So I gave the workflow app, the workflow, a test, which was to set whether I'm walking or driving and how far away from I am from home, give me an ETA. I'm going to be probably 10 or 12 minutes, something like that anyway. So there you go. It works, the application works, and I shall try it again later and see what it tells me if I do it for the driving in the car instead. Well, I'm back in the house again after doing my little walk for the morning, and a little bit of exercise always does you good, doesn't it? Well, I got back into the house and I have found that the electric has gone off. It was on when I left and I forgot about turning the computer off. And for some strange reason, the UPS didn't do what it's supposed to do. It should have lasted at least enough minutes for me to have my walk and come back again anyway. A bit disappointed to find that my computer has gone off. I've got no internet and, well, I'm kind of stuffed really. So I'll have to check out that UPS a bit later when I got the power back in. It wasn't in sleep mode, maybe it wouldn't have lasted so long, so that could have been the reason. One of the things that you have to be aware about when you're doing some recording into the iPhone, as I was doing when I was out walking, is that there are times when you get that sort of funny sort of signal, sort of noise, and it goes... And the trick around that is to put your phone into airplane mode before you start doing any recording using Twisted Wave or whatever other application you're using to do your recording. So Twisted Wave, I say, works pretty good. I've been doing all my editing on that so far today. I was able to do the editing in that because, or I had to do the editing in that because of the fact that I've got no internet or no power to start up the Mac, and it's just been handy to be able to sit there with my phone. It would have been handier perhaps to do it with the iPad instead, because the iPad being bigger, I get a better view of the wave, but it's been perfectly possible using my iPhone 6. There's some of the things I was cutting out because it got messed up by the recording. I was talking about what games I have on my iPad and iPhone. I've got the game called Threes, which is a little bit of fun. It's a bit addictive. You have to move these tiles and you get the ones and twos to get to make three, and then you can add three to three and double up the sixes and twelves and stuff. I've got as far as 96, and I will keep playing with that here and there just to while away a couple of minutes when I'm just looking to just entertain myself for a little while. So that's game Threes. I was talking about Temple Run, which I rather like. The Temple Run 1 is good. And Temple Run 2, it's okay. I mean, it's, you got more jumps and more things to do and so on. But the only thing I find with it is that sometimes it looks like you're going to fall off the edge of something, or you've got heights, and it can even make you feel a bit queasy running around on that Temple Run 2. I've got a couple of games on my iPhone and iPad, these letter games. Letterpress is one of them. I play that sometimes, but I haven't really sort of got into it much really, so I don't really have time for games most of the time because I'm busy sort of doing recordings. I'm busy making things like tutorials that I put to the David Gold Wizard Gold channel, that I put onto the David Allen Wizard Gold channel, and I rather do those things than mess about with games. So this is the first part of my podcasting for today. I think I'm going to do it in two parts actually today. It could be quite interesting to do that way. And I'll record a bit later when I go out, if I can find some internet someplace or other. So it did turn out to be a little bit of an odd day with having no electricity in the house for most of the time. I did go up onto the roof and check out some of the tiles that had blown off from the wind that was happening the other day.
and I had a great ride out on my bicycle into Plagiadoro. And while I was out there, I stopped at one place and got a bit of Wi-Fi and did a few things on my iPad while I was away. And that was kind of cool too. So other days I'd spend more time working with Dragon Dictate, dictating stuff and editing it and doing that sort of thing. And as I say, I also wanted to spend some time today looking at that new application Workflows. It's going to be a very popular application. I like the way that it works with Launch Center Pro, as well as being able to put these things onto the home screen. And also you can have them as actions that or share extensions. So that's quite useful. And there's quite a lot of those things being posted up onto Twitter and in their sharing place on their website. So I shall be looking at that more over the next couple of days. So this is Dave Allen, Wizard Gold, for the Mac 20 Questions podcast, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.